timer this year. No buzzer like last year. Okay, so I'm Darius Stover. I'm going to talk about agricultural injuries in Nebraska related to ATVs off the road again. And this was done by work with myself and also Ketke Patel, who's also, she's now in Texas, and Dr. Safranik and Risto Ratnuin at the Nebraska, the College of Public Health at the Med Center. So just a quick background, Nebraska is an agricultural state. You know that by our cattle population. We have 1.9 million people and about 6.5 million cows walking around. So we have, we're number one in red meat production, so we produce a lot of beef. Third in agricultural sales in the U.S. And fourth, we rank fourth in the U.S. in farm and ranch acres. So that's important. So there's a lot of farm and ranch land in the state, meaning we need to get around and travel throughout that for farm workers. Working in agricultural in the industry of agricultural in Nebraska is hazardous. The industry has the highest rate of fatal occupational injuries, and also for non-fatal occupational injuries and illnesses, the rate in Nebraska's ag industry is four times higher than the rate in of the average for all industries. So again, we have a lot of acres of farmland, and there needs to be mechanisms for traversing that land. One of those is ATVs, or all-terrain vehicles. Those are off-road motorized vehicles. Having three or four tires, there's a longer definition of what ATVs are, but this is a quick one. They were primarily introduced as, you know, for agricultural use, but they have since taken on popularity for recreational use too. So there's a lot of mixed use, and it's really hard to discern whether cases or riders are using it for recreational or agricultural use. They're hazardous vehicles due to several reasons. They have low tire pressure and high center of gravity, so they can roll over easier. The riders have low PPE usage, so wearing helmets is the prevalence of that is quite low. I don't have the numbers on that though. And they're used on the road, and that opens up hazards on for motor vehicle crashes. A little bit of statistics in the U.S. from 1982 to about now, about 14,000 fatalities have been reported from the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Just in 2004, about 674 fatalities. This is of all age groups. And non-fatal injuries, ED-treated visits, 2015, about 97,000, so almost 100,000 injuries related to ATVs. So we wanted to look at this issue in Nebraska. We recently have gained access to our trauma registry data. This is data collected from hospital trauma registrars from 49 designated trauma centers. There's a few hospitals that voluntarily submit. The time frame of our study was 2012 to 2004 for date of injury of those occurring in Nebraska. These are using ICD-9 CM, so not an ICD-10 yet. And we want to look at all age groups because while we know there are younger riders that use ATVs for recreational use, we are also aware of a lot of younger, less than 16, even less than 10, were using ATVs out on the farm. So case definitions, really quick here. First, we wanted to identify what was an agricultural injury. Those were any ag injury was if it had at least one ag-related E-code. So we had defined a probable ag-related case or ag case as if it had a farm location E-code 849.1 or a caused by farm machinery. We did classify possible cases, but there was we excluded that for this analysis. Work-related, there's a work-related field and a payer source, and so we defined a case if it was work-related, if it had that worker field as work-related as yes or workers' comp in the payer source. There's a separate slide on the proportion I'll have of work-relatedness. So I'm not showing it here, but we did a preliminary analysis and show the the largest percent of the ag injuries, the cause type was transport other. So not motor vehicle, not falls, transport other. And so this is really what also really prompted us to look at what's in this transport other and how many of these are ATVs. So we wanted to pull out ATV-related injuries using the E-code 821 non-traffic accident involving other off-road motor vehicle. We used four E-codes, four-digit E-codes listed here. But this didn't capture all of them. We also looked at our narratives and used key phrases, ATV, four-wheeler, three-wheeler, etc., just to other iterations of that to pull out additional cases. A big caveat here is I'm lumping in all off-road vehicles in this category as ATVs. Our data could potentially include, you know, golf carts or utility vehicles. Pretty confident the vast majority of our data reading the case descriptions are ATVs themselves. But anyway, I need to state that. So a breakdown of our numbers, we had about 29,000 traumatic injuries in our trauma registry from 2012 to 14. About 5% of those were probable ag related. And so about 1,300. Out of those, we were able to identify 242 ATV-related injuries, about 18% of those probable ag injuries. Quickly moving on to the results, just briefly on the distribution by age and sex, 182 or 75% of those injuries, those ATV injuries, were among males. And about a quarter, 23%, were among persons less than 16 years of age. You can see the highlighted age groups are really what we saw as the most prevalent, highest percentages. So overall, we saw peaks at 10 to 15, 16 to 24, and then kind of dips down low. So only 7% of the 35 to 44-year-olds had an ATV injury. Then that also then peaks at 55 to 64 years. And then this is a distribution of that data broken by age group and sex. The blue line is the percentage among ATV injuries among female. And you can see here this is kind of, I just want to highlight this because this is different than when you compare it to males. The 30% of the ATV injuries among female were in the 10 to 15 age group. And it's just something to highlight that difference. Those might be highlighting recreational use versus work-related use as well. When we look at injuries by day of time and day of week and time, and when we compare that to non-ATV injuries, the ATV injuries are the blue lines. I don't know if you can see that those numbers if it's too small, but the highest percent of ATV injuries in Nebraska occurred on a Friday, so about 25 or 26%. That was higher than the non-ATV injuries. When we look at time of day, that's categories off there. So actually, the numbers are off a little bit, but that actually should be shifted. So 4 to 8 p.m. is actually the... Those should be shifted. So 4 to 8 p.m. really had the highest percent of ATV injuries. So about a third of those were between 4 and 8 p.m. Sorry about the shifting numbers there. Injury by severity, about 59% or 49% of these ATV injuries were minor severity. We looked at the ISS scores and broke those down into about three categories. But a higher percentage of these injuries were moderate when we compare it to non-ATV injuries. So these are slightly higher than severe. So these are slightly more severe, these ATV injuries, compared to non-ATV injuries. And work-relatedness. This is kind of the big question. How many of these are work-related versus agricultural? we were only identified 17% as work-related, and that's lower than I thought. And then the next question are these truly not work-related? So, and I do want to show you, when we look at the case narratives of the non-work-related cases, and this is just three, but there's several more, we can see that there are several farm work-related injuries that did not get categorized as work-related. So a male, 71-year-old, was herding cattle, patient ejected from an ATV. So it's important to note that really these are modern-day horses, that are used in that context. Patient was working with cattle. Four-wheeler was caught on the cow's leg. And another one where that a bull charged a female on an ATV. That's all. To finish up on my discussion, we were able to use the trauma registry data to identify a considerable burden of ag injuries that were ATV related. They were a little bit more severe in terms of moderate and severe injuries. Big limitations here. This is really a early analysis. The work-related fields represent an undercount. We can see that. ICD-9 CM unable to differentiate between ATVs and other off-road vehicles. And trauma data, it's not statewide representative. So I think that's all. Next steps is to do more work on this, maybe do some geocoding, and explore event type such as whether it was a rollover or struck up object, and using the narratives to identify those.